No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. Better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. Well, 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 what do we have here? An intro. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Hey, can you relate community, man? I'm super excited. I'm super excited to now officially have an introduction to my podcast. Man, 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 man. Ecstatic. What do you guys think? What do you think? Does it fit the show, the beat? Because you know, once you come and tune in to Can You Relate, you know that what the energy is going to be like, you know what the message is going to be like. Everything's going to be positive. So the beat is coming, and I'm telling you guys, J. Cole is telling you guys, right. I'm not taking credit for that, but J. Cole, what he's saying in the song, Love Yours, is there's no such thing as a life that's better than yours. So the way that I look at that is it's not. These people that we revere, like they're human too, right? There's no such thing as life that's better than yours. They're not mutants. You too can be at that level. You too can have the things you desire. You too can leave a legacy behind, right? So I'm excited, man. I'm excited about my new intro. You know what? When I look at that intro, when I listen to the intro, but I look at the fact that it now exists, you know what that represents to me? Growth. That's it. Growth. Growth, right? Pressing forward, continuing to work, continuing to want success badly, continuing to just push myself, continuing to fight, continuing to read everything that I get on this microphone, man, and tell you guys, like, I'm really about it. And so just having an intro just as something is just like, oh, I got an intro. Like, that's a small win. That is a small win, and I'm grateful for it because I know, man, I know what those sleepless nights were about. I know what those frustrating days were about. I know what those days where I had a migraine headache, I know what that's about. And so to see the finished product, to see and listen to officially on this day, to have an intro to Can You Relate? I'm telling you guys, I go all the way back when I remember when this was an idea. I remember when this wasn't an idea. And now we've started the podcast. We've grown the podcast. We've now added an intro to it. The audience has grown. The content has grown. I have grown. You have grown. That's why I refer to us as a community, because we all are growing, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Can You Relate Podcast.com. I'm excited, man. I look forward to hearing that joint every day, because you know what? I just listen to that song even when I'm like having my bad days, even when I'm having tough days, even when I have those headache days and I just want to pull out all my hair. I listen to that song. So I thought that it would be perfect for the podcast as far as the intro. And I wanted to have an upbeat production. And so what do? People, you sit up and you research and you read and you reach out to people and you email people and you be very proactive. You know, you be fearless in your approach because you want to grow. Like, I just can't be comfortable with just simply having a podcast. No, this thing has to continue to evolve. I have to continue to evolve and build credibility and show you guys that, look, with just hard work and dedication, man, sky is the limit. And this is a small win. And what small wins do for you, guys, they keep you in a grateful space. I'm grateful for this. It may be small to some, but this is monumental for me, because I know if I accumulate enough small wins, this thing becomes massive. So I'm excited. Can You Relate Podcast community? So in order to stay on top of things and keep hearing that no such thing as a life that's better than you, I'm going to need you to subscribe while you are here on my website, okay? So you can make sure you receive that email notification every single time I upload. Also, for my iPhone users, please check me out on iTunes. Can You Relate Podcast is there. It's waiting for you to hit the subscribe button, okay? Also, if you have an Android phone, please check me out on the Google Play Music app. Can You Relate Podcast? Can You Relate Podcast is there, okay? All you got to do is just subscribe, man. Get some positivity in your ear. Get some flavor in your ear. Get some great energy to yourself and go about your day. And of course, you know I want you to be productive. Of course I do. Of course I want you to be productive because you know what, guys? That's how I got the intro. By just simply being productive. Every day, winning the dog on day. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Seize the moment. Okay. No opportunity lost, man. That's it. Be productive. Be productive. Not busy. Productive. And again, email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Let me know what you think about the intro, man. I want to know what my community thinks and feels about this new upgrade that we've added. And we're going to continue to add things. And again, guys, like I say, this is only the foundation. We're going to continue to grow. I'm going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to grow. Your brand is going to continue to grow. Your business is going to continue to grow. And you're like, I don't even have a business. I know you don't. But if you keep listening to me, you will form one. So look, man, that's a perfect segue, right? How do you get to the point where you have things in place? Okay, how did I get to the point where I began to have things in place? And I formed an addiction. That's good. Because you know what? That's going to go over a lot of people's head. I formed an addiction. This is an addiction. Okay, so let's break down. Think about when you see people that are addicted to something, right? It's usually in the negative way. It's usually in the negative sense. Like, you know, when you think of crackheads, when you think of crackheads, right? You say, oh, they're addicted to smoking crack. You know, you think of people that are addicted to marijuana. They're addicted to smoking marijuana, addicted to drinking. They're alcoholics, you know, whatever, addicted to cocaine. So whatever the case, anytime someone has an addiction, they do what? A lot. They indulge in it over and over and over and over and over again. You've never met someone that you knew, they knew they had a drinking problem, right? And they say, and you say, oh, I'm addicted to alcohol. And they're addicted to alcohol. You say, oh, wow, you drink every day? Nah, you know, just recreational. Huh? That's not an addiction. That crackhead that's out there, what they're doing, what, right? They trying to get their hand on their next fix, unfortunately. And they're what? They don't just, you know, smoke it once a month, you know, once every 2 months, once every 3 months. This is an everyday deal for them. This is a lifestyle for them. And so I want you guys, as I've done myself, I formed an addiction. And you know what that is? I'm addicted to trying to become successful. I'm addicted to growing. I'm addicted to prosperity. I'm addicted to ascension. And because I'm addicted to that, every single day, even the days where I do not feel like it, I'm looking for my fix. And what's my fix? Exercise, researching, reading, networking, podcasting, creative ideas, writing down ideas. Every single day. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm thrown off. My day is completely thrown off if I do not get my fix. It's like that heroin addict. If they do not get their fix, they're what? They're sick. They're throwing up. They have, you know, chills and stuff like that. Now mine may not be to that extreme. Trust me. See, that's the good part about going after your dreams and your goals and being addicted to it, needing that fix. Because if you don't get that fix, you don't suffer like that. But you do feel the effects of not having, you know, completed the things that are geared towards becoming successful that are geared towards whatever your goals and aspirations may be. You do feel like you off. Like, do y'all feel me on that? You be like, man, my whole day threw off. My whole day threw off. You speaking in terms of, you know, because you didn't get to be busy. I'm talking about in terms of being productive, growing, you know, striving for greatness, a la LeBron. Striving for it, but that's real though. Striving for greatness, striving for excellence. Like, I'm addicted to it. I have formed an addiction. And what that means is that every single day, as much as I can possibly do it, as much as I can get my hands on, I need it. I yearn for it. I thirst for it. It's no different, guys. I'm telling you, it is no different from someone that is addicted to cocaine or addicted to any type of hard drug, right? They willing to steal, panhandle. Have no shame in it. I mean, be out there. They'll give you, they are storytellers. I always say, you know, people that are addicted to hard drugs like that, crack and everything, man, they have great careers in being an author. There's a lot of authors out there, man. They're storytelling. Woo! And they create such a vivid picture. It's like it kind of, like you feel guilty almost when you don't contribute, when you don't give them money. Because the story they just told is just like, wow. Now, sometimes you can't help. You give. Sometimes I can't help. I give. But I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the root of it. They're addicted to something. They're addicted. That something has them by the chokehold. And so every time you hear the word addiction, every time you hear about someone being addicted to something, if I told you like, oh, yeah, Joe Schmo down there, man, he got a bad addiction. He has an addiction. You think like, what are you addicted to? Crack, cocaine, alcohol, weed, what? Nah, he addicted to becoming successful. You'll instantly be taken back like, wow. But I'm telling you guys, think about it. Let's think about history. What was Martin addicted to? Equality. So what did he do? Became legendary. He fought and he fought and he fought and he fought. And look, he was willing to protest. We won't fight back. We won't hit back. We won't do nothing. Non-violence. He went through the fire. He beaten, fire hose, you know, attacked by dogs, all of that because he was addicted to chasing equality for this world. Malcolm, what was he addicted to? Yo, Malcolm was so addicted to learning and growing and becoming intelligent and changing his way of thinking and changing his life and empowering. He almost went blind in prison from reading every single book in the dark. There are no lights in prison. There are no lights. Think about it. You've seen the movie. And I want to do you one better. I hope you've read the book because I've read it several times. The Autobiography of Malcolm X. He was addicted to what? Growth, guys. That man went in there with a 20/20 vision, came out with bifocals on. How? Because he chased excellence. Steve Jobs, he chased excellence. He was addicted. He was addicted to changing the world as we know it with the iPhone, with technology. He was addicted to it. It consumed him. Bill Gates was addicted to starting Microsoft. He did no partying throughout his 20s. None. Zero. No partying. Mother Teresa was what? Addicted to helping people. Harriet Tubman was what? Addicted to helping slaves. Frederick Douglass was what? Addicted to education. Excellence. So I'm asking you, myself, I'm asking you, the Can You Relate community, form an addiction in a positive way. You might be listening to me now and you might, you know, you might have an addiction. Look, whatever your vice is, man, I'm not here to judge at all. I'm not here to judge, but let it be something positive. Be addicted to making a difference. Be addicted to being a pioneer. Be addicted to finding financial independence. Be addicted to living and leading the life that you want to live and lead. Don't let things pull you down. Don't be afraid of the word addiction. Don't let it bother you, because the world tells us that, you know, the world puts a lot of light on people that have addiction. You know, you think about a serial killer, right? A serial killer hasn't just committed one murder. No, that's not the case. A serial killer commits what? Several murders. They're addicted to killing people. And I'm asking you, if you're listening to me right now, I'm asking you to form an addiction in a positive way. Look at the people that have formed addictions in a positive way. Let your day be thrown off if you don't get your workout in. Let your day be thrown off if you haven't read two or three chapters. Let your day be thrown off if you haven't listened to something inspired. Let your day be thrown off because you are indulging in things like that. You are addicted to chasing excellence, not just letting bad and negative things pull you down. I'm telling you, man, I do. I am truly addicted to this. I am truly addicted to it because, you know what? It consumes me. It consumes everything about me. Chasing it, man, this sense of urgency that I have. Guys, I just want to be a service. Like, I just want to help people. I just want to give back. I want to create opportunities. I want to leave a legacy. Why? Because I'm addicted to it. It's what I think about all the time. And so we got to stop, man. We got to stop this doggone conventional way of thinking. When you hear people speak about someone having an addiction, there are positive addictions out there, but it has such a negative connotation to it that the moment you mention the word addict, addiction, instantly you start thinking the worst. Who's smoking crack? Who an alcoholic? Who a weed head? Who a coke head? Who a molly head? Who a lean head? Because all of those things are negative, right? Who is a success head? Who is an entrepreneur head? All of these things, man, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on, guys. And I just want to just get on this mic and tell you that, you know how that intro exists? Because I'm addicted. I'm addicted to growth. I'm addicted to growing my brand. I'm addicted to excellence. I'm watching my list of books that I've read. I'm watching that grow. Why? Because I'm addicted to learning. I mentor people and I talk to people and I help people and I never get tired of it. Why? Because I'm addicted to service. All positive things, all in a positive way, all in a positive light. And I'm telling you, if you form an addiction in a positive way, if you form an addiction because you want to grow, because you want prosperity, because you want ascension, and you want to get to those higher levels in life, right? That they're right there in front of us. They are right there. But you won't never take any steps towards it. You won't never. Look, you always hear people say, I'll try anything once. I'll try anything once. Anything once. But you won't try going after your dreams and your goals one time. One time. One time. You too held by the chokehold. You won't try waking up and getting after it. You won't try writing down your ideas. You won't try having a journal. You won't try, you know, doing something and at least that goes towards all your dreams that you have as a kid. You won't try that one time. But if I ask you, have you smoked weed before? Yeah, I did. Have you ever drank alcohol? Yeah, I did. I tried. I'm willing to try anything once. Are you? And that's what I'm saying. You got to try it before it becomes an addiction. You got to try it several times before it becomes an addiction. Because you know what? It's going to be uncomfortable first. You're not going to like the way it feels. It's going to make you sleepy. It's going to make you tired. It's quote unquote boring. But the more you indulge in it, the better it will be. It's an acquired taste, people. That's it. That's it. It's an acquired taste. You know, you're going to have to keep indulging in this thing until it becomes a lifestyle. Until it becomes a lifestyle, not temporary. Because look, you're not even going to have to think about it. I wake up in the morning and I automatically know. I got to work out. I got to get the miles in. I got to get that weight room in. I got to get some reading in. I got to get this in. I got to get the kids in. I got to get that in. I got to get this in. I got to research. I got to create an intro. Seriously, man. And that's because I'm addicted to it. And that's how you appreciate small wins. The more you are addicted to whatever goals that you may have, the more you are addicted to achieving those goals that you may have, the more you are addicted to your aspirations that you may have, the more you are going to be productive, the more you are going to experience small wins, the more those small wins will become one. And they're going to build one small win, two small wins. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with, let's say it all together, one step. And so, look, man, I just want to challenge you guys. Look, I don't care whatever your advice is. I'm never on this microphone to judge. But I do just want to encourage you. I do just want to challenge you. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you have dreamed of, whatever it is that when you've gotten lost in thought and you just imagined and dreamed about having a different life, dreamed about reaching a different level of success, whatever that is, every single day, go after it. Remember, success is an acquired taste. You have to go through some. It's going to be nasty in the beginning. It's going to be disgusting in the beginning. You're going to make the face because you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have obstacles you got to overcome. But if you form an addiction, if you form an addiction to chasing success, it'd be just like no other. Have you ever heard somebody that's addicted to something say they like alcohol, but not all alcohol is good? You know, that dope fiend, they smoke crack, they say, oh, that was no good batch. That weed, that didn't quite hit. Guys, it's the same thing with success. I promise you, every day is not going to be a great day. I'm here to tell you, every day is not going to be a great day. But if you are addicted to it, that's not going to stop you. That bad batch is not going to stop you. That bad day is not going to stop you, because you're going to need the next fix. You're going to want the next fix. And let that next fix be something of pure positivity. Let that next fix be chasing your dreams, your goals, wherever they may be. Whatever. You might want to drop 5 pounds. You might want to drop 5 pounds, whatever, 2 pounds, 0.5 pounds. I don't care how small it is. Just win. Win the day. Carpe diem. All right. Form an addiction. Watch your production level take off. Watch your small wins begin to build up. And watch your life slowly but surely go to the next level. Feel me? Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love.